poll, almost half of Americans endorse Trump's poisoning the blood migration claim. By Neil Monroe on January 16, 2024. Almost half of all Americans agree with Donald Trump's description that illegal migrants are poisoning the blood of the country, according to a YouGov poll. Trump's visceral statement was endorsed by 45% of all respondents, 33% of moderates, 76% of conservatives, 24% of Democrats, 37% of swing voting independents, 37% of blacks, and 44% of Hispanics. According to the January 10 to 12 poll of 2,879 adults of the CBS Commission poll. However, the pollsters chose to use a forced choice survey required respondents to choose yes or no, leaving them no options to compromise. The result is a hard-nosed response that will likely be touted as bigoted by Democrats in the 2024 campaign. The mainstream public endorsement of Trump's description comes roughly 10 years after President Barack Obama led Democrats towards an aggressively pro-migration policy that has forced Americans to accept lower wages and higher housing costs. Under President Joe Biden, for example, many Democrats are defending his border chief who has imported roughly 5 million poor economic migrants. Related, incoming, caravan of migrants progress north through Tapachula, Mexico, towards U.S. border. We observed increasingly liberal immigration preferences among Democrats of all racial and ethnic backgrounds after 2016. But this trend was especially pronounced among white Democrats, said an academic report published in December. The report continued. Among Republicans, opinion on immigration remained mostly stable over this period. Into the early 2020s, although in some cases it became more conservative. For example, border security? The marked liberalization in immigration opinion among Democrats has left partisans more divided on immigration than at any point. The Democrats' radicalization is unapologetic and barely unnoticed by the establishment media. Migrants are the lifeblood of this country, Representative Gerald Nadler, DNY, said on January 11, adding, "We need immigrants to this country. Forget the fact that our vegetables would rot in the ground if they weren't being picked by many immigrants, many illegal immigrants. Migrants are also needed to replace missing American births," he declared. "The fact is that the birth rate in this country is way below replacement level, which means our population is going to start shrinking. People want to immigrate to the United States. We are very lucky in that respect, and we should promote it and regulate it properly." However, Jason Willick, a columnist at The Washington Post, described the Democrats' radicalization on January 14. In 2004, just 14% of Republicans and Democrats said immigrants were not at all likely to take Americans' jobs. In 2020, the figure among Republicans was roughly the same, 16%, while for Democrats it soared to 53%. A similar pattern holds for immigration levels. In 1994, just 5% of Democrats and Republicans on both sides wanted immigration levels to increase. They drifted apart gradually in the 2000s and suddenly in the 2010s. In 2022, 41% of Democrats, compared with 10% of Republicans, supported higher immigration levels. "It's time to retire the claim that Republicans are driving political polarization," Willick said. President Donald Trump's pro-American border prompted a backlash among progressive Democrats. Now, President Joe Biden's easy migration policies have further polarized attitudes towards migration and pushed many swing voting independents to declare opposition. For example, a different YouGov poll reported that 37% of Americans now believe that legal and illegal migration makes the U.S. worse off. Just 28% said immigration makes the U.S. better. The January 7 to 9 YouGov poll of 1,592 adult citizens also showed that 60% of Republicans and 30% of swing voters agreed with the worse-off description. YouGov's plurality against migration showed a big 29-point shift from a prior YouGov poll in June 2021. Back then, only 20% of adults said worse off, while 40% said better off. The GOP's increasing assertiveness is being encouraged by Trump's comments. CBS reported that 72% of registered GOP voters agreed with the poisoning comment, and 82% agreed when told the comment came for Trump. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has relied on extraction migration to grow the economy after allowing investors to move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The economic policy has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced native-born Americans' productivity and political clout, reduced high-tech innovation, and allowed government officials to ignore the rising death rate of poor Americans. The policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The colonialism-like policy has also killed many thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded Jungle Trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.